Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, simply the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. All right, and we start out the night with our friend, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, who's out there in California, the land of fruit, nuts, and a few berries, too. Are they wild berries? Of course they are. All right, thanks, guys. I'm going to let them go. Thank you. Okay, there you go. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, I'm going to start with a little something different. I'm going to go over to a poll that caught my attention here, and it's no wonder the media doesn't want you to know about this one, because if the election were held right now, today, right now, the latest poll that's come out, Donald Trump would beat Joe Biden by 10 points. And if Kamala was at the top of the ticket, he'd beat her by 13 points right now today. And we're about, what, 250 days in the President Joe Biden extravaganza?
That's right. Yeah.
A majority of the people want him out. They do not want him as president.
Well, they've seen, you know, the old saying, the proof is in the pudding. They've now seen exactly what the Biden administration has done. And all of the predictions have come true about the Biden administration.
Exactly what we told, everything we told, and Trump and anybody else that had an inch worth of salt in their brains, okay, everything we said, you're right, has come true. Everything.
That's right. And so now people are looking around and they're wondering how they're going to endure three and a half more years of this, but the polls are very revealing.
Now, here's the big number that stands out and just grabs you right now. You know what? One in five registered Democrats say that they would vote for Trump over Biden or Harris right now today.
Wow. That is, again, so very, very significant. And Biden and Harris have done this to themselves. And by the same token, though, President Trump said what he was going to do, did what he said he was going to do, and I think people respect that.
And the independent voters say that they will vote in terms of plus 20% for Trump over either Harris or Biden.
Well, that's going to be really the scariest part for the Biden-Harris administration.
Now, the thing of it is this is a poll that came from Rasmussen Reports, and even the McLaughlin poll, which is a poll that's been used a lot by the Trump campaign, has Donald Trump winning, not by as many points if the election were held today, but defeating either one of them, either Biden or Harris, and that's an 8-point advantage for him there.
Well, it certainly is, yes.
Yeah. And then, get this, the negatives on Joe Biden now are up to 58%. 58% do not believe he's doing a good job.
That is really astounding. Mm-hmm. But again, he's done it to himself.
Yep. All right, let's go to the telephone line, and we've got the unofficial, official, sort of, kind of, mayor of Clearwater on, Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, I want to remind everybody that this crisis at the border, people have to realize...
What crisis at the border? There's no crisis there. Haven't you heard him say that?
A challenge. Challenge. There you go, Captain. Challenge. Uncle Joe says it's a challenge. Okay, so I misspoke. But let me throw this out there for the people. What do you think these people are going to do when they get in here? Number one, it's only going to help the low... It's only going to hurt, I should say. Sorry about that. It's only going to hurt the low-wage workers, because these people are, that, you know, a lot of them are low-skilled. So that's the kind of jobs they're going to go for. Oh, and by the way, we have to give them, what, food stamps? We'll probably have to give them Section 8 housing. Because,
I've got the list.
You know, when they work these low-wage jobs, you know, mm-hmm. it's not like they're going to be making a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So they're stealing jobs from Americans, and they're also costing us with regard to social programs. And, you know, Kyle, if this keeps up and they keep, you know, they say, oh, well, we turned them back, and then found out, well, 12,000 of them were just set loose and you know, into the country. So it affects the labor, and it affects the welfare, and we can't sustain that. It's going to bring us down. What do you think, Kyle? Thank you so much.
Kyle, let me start first. I have the list of what they get for free. You ready?
Yep.
Free health care, free food, free medical services, all paid for by the taxpayers. And now this was added to it just this week, a free community college education.
Wow, that's right.
Yeah, that's just for the illegals that are here. And by the way, there's another 20,000 on the Guatemalan-Mexican border coming this direction. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back. You think we got people in this country? They're all Democratic voters, or so they think. We'll see. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot. And I want to thank everybody who has taken my advice that have been in pain and gone over to Relief Factor and told them the captain sent them, and they've gone through the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, because a number of people have in the last few weeks gone through there, and I had a call yesterday from the Relief Factor people themselves, and they were telling me, they were thanking me for promoting this so much. But the reason I do that, folks, is because I take the product, and I've been taking it for over 6 years. And the doggone stuff works. I've never seen anything like it. You got a pain in your ankle, your leg, your knee, a pain in your back. You take this stuff, and it's over. The pain is gone. Now, you got to get it in your system to have it work that way, because you can't just go, well, I think I'll take some capsules today. No, you got to take it every day, religiously, twice a day, and it'll do what it needs to do for you. You follow the directions to begin with, and then you go from there. But because of the ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it actually helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It lowers and eliminates the pain associated with whatever the problem is you're having by going straight to the source. And the best part of it, it's 100% drug-free, all natural. And it's good for you. The ingredients in here are actually good for you. It's stuff that you need to have anyway. It also supports healthy joints and muscles, speeds up the healing process, and believe me, you'll feel a whole heck of a lot better. I gave some Relief Factor to somebody on Saturday, and they called me up yesterday, Monday, and they said that they were no longer in the intense pain they were in, and thanked me so very much for the Relief Factor I gave them when they were ordering the product. That's how fast it worked for that person. Does it work for everybody the same way? No. But it works. That's the key point. It works. And here's what you do. You start out with a 1995 three-week quick start. That's a bag that you get by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. Now, if you forget and you wind up on relieffactor.com, that's fine. It'll ask you how you heard about the product. You just type in the word captain. And that's how you get your 1995 price. So, try it. See if it works for you like it's worked for all the other different people, including myself. And if it does, you're welcome. It's all I'll say. You're welcome. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We could talk a lot more about Donald Trump and what's going on here. But when you talk about the 20,000 combination of Haitians, Guatemalans, wherever the hell they're coming from, that are staged on the Colombia border right now, getting ready to make the trek to our southern border, that's just the beginning. Wave after wave after wave after wave have been invited to come here and break our laws by the Biden administration because these people are actually showing up wearing Biden-Harris T-shirts. Where do you think they got those?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
So, I mean, why not just advertise who told you to come here?
Well, they certainly know that the message has been loud and clear, despite what Vice President Harris said a few months ago.
And the Democrats are playing for keeps. They're looking at this as being a voting block, okay? But the Republicans have to be realistic about this and say, there are no guarantees. You are not welcome here in this country illegally. If you come legally, you will. And this is why one of the reasons why Donald Trump is just booming back again. Now, he proposed the other day, I don't know if you heard this, he came up with a six-point program at the rally in Perry, Georgia. Did you hear about it?
I heard a little bit about it, yeah.
All right, well, the first point is whether or not the Trump vibe will work in 2024. It worked in 2016, but a lot's changed. If Trump has not changed and it's unusual for people to change, then we need to assess whether or not America is ready for another all-consuming era of Trump. And according to the polls, it is, right?
Of course, yeah.
And secondly, this will be about his justifiable anger over the last election or about future conservative victories, because a lot of his press releases and statements relitigate 2020. Now, granted there's issues there that have to be resolved, and they are being resolved. We're not hearing about it, but it is being taken care of. And there are some rhinos in the mix that are still sitting there that are governors or whatever they are in the states where Trump lost. Now, he's not the president now, but he needs to fix the election system, which they're working on in the states that they had problems in, correct?
That's right.
All right. And then thirdly, can he keep the establishment from taking him out? He managed to defeat the deep state's Russiagate gambit and the various impeachments and the nonstop media attacks. Now, Trump only got 10% of those toe-shrimping people that that President Biden received. He'd be up to 75% in the poll. But that won't stop. The media will back the Dems, and they'll just go after him, go after him, go after him. But as I said the other day, we need to have more of us show up at the polls and be there and mean it and do what we need to do instead of the Democrats. And I think we can do it. It's got to be a massive victory, including the Congress.
That's very true. Yes, I think even with the California recall recently, the number of Republicans voting or coming out to the polls was actually not really up to par, we understand.
And fourth, has he figured out the personnel that he needs to have in his cabinet and whatnot? That was his greatest failure. He got a few right the last year in office, but he hired a bunch of hacks. Let me just give you an example. Christopher Wray with the FBI, Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Never should have happened.
Exactly right, yeah.
Yep. And then fifth, he needs to show he's gotten woke to the fact that the establishment media is his enemy. He's apparently given interviews to the New York Times and Woodward and other people who hate him and us, where the love for the media would be, you know, if he would come and talk to us, me in particular, which I think we could do if he ran again, because I do have the number and I do have the people to talk to, then I think we would stand a really good chance of helping him, which is what we want to do. Now, finally, There's no time for playing it by ear. He needs a comprehensive strategy to undo this communist program that's in place right now. It all starts with Inauguration Day and hitting the ground running, and away you go, and damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead.
Well, certainly, you know, we often use the term critical mass. I think that the way things are going, by the time we actually get to the 2024 election season, we could be seeing a critical mass happening in the country.
All right, let's drift on over here. We got Dan DeMann, Lafayette, Indiana, Professor Emeritus. Go ahead there, sir.
Well, I think if Trump's going to really run in 2024, if it's the tsunami everybody's predicting in 2022, which I'm one of them, he takes over the party as soon as you elect a new Congress.
Correct.
He's going to push through a policy through that Congress. If you can get control of both houses of Congress, the House and the Senate,
yep,
he'll be the shadow president. That's who you're going to have to deal with. Now, probably with Biden there, unless they have super majorities, which I think right now, if you held the congressional elections today, it would be such a tsunami that they would have they'd have veto-proof majorities in both.
You're right.
So I would think right now, as soon as 2022, he's going to be the guy out there on the campaign trail. He's going to do rallies. He's going to tell Congress how and what to do. And I think you're going to see it then. As far as the old establishment goes, they're just about dead and gone. I mean, look what Liz Cheney has to do.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to have George Bush come to Wyoming to help her with a fundraiser. Is that all you can do? George Bush is laughed at now in the Republican Party, except for a few.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see how, if Trump plays it smart, just goes out and campaigns, get on his airplane, go to all 50 states, and that's what I would do. I would make a Nixonian-type prediction. I will visit every state in the Union in the next 2 years when the Republicans win. He's going to be out on the road helping House Republicans and certain Senate Republicans get elected. Probably starting at the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the strategy I would advise him to follow. You will be half the country, he's still president,
mm-hmm,
at least in their thinking. So I would think, go out there, you push the policy, you get the House and Senate. He still has a lot of influence, maybe not a lot of raw power as you did when he was president, but he can make a mark. So when 2024 comes, it's like he's running for re-election.
Yep.
Actually, if Biden or Harris, or whoever they put up in 2024, you got two men running for re-election. That's only been seen once in this country, and that's been over 100 years.
Okay, here comes the music. I got to let you go, and we'll talk to you again real soon, my friend.
Okay.
All right. Dan DeMann, everybody, Lafayette, Indiana. He's our professor emeritus. Kyle, you hang in there. And, folks, I'm coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And we're going to let Ron Edwards take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Rick Grenell, the former acting director of national intelligence and ambassador to Germany, said on Newsmax Monday he hopes that when Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin testify this week before Congress, they are ready to answer very specific questions about the Biden administration's decision to close the Bagram airfield long before the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan.
Military leaders are saying, wait a minute, that's not what we briefed.
And the political people inside the White House are saying, well, that's exactly what they briefed. And so we need senators and we need people in Washington, D.C. to zero in on this. Who's right? Who's telling the truth and who's lying?
Two people were killed in Philadelphia on Saturday, pushing the city's total number of homicide victims this year past 400, a milestone that has only been surpassed once since 2007. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I will do that, and I will remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com. Yep, that's right, MyPillow.com. Now, the great thing about the arrangement that I have with him as one of his endorsers is you can go to the website, MyPillow.com, look at anything that's on there, and when it says enter promo code, guess what? Only one word you need to know, the word captain, because the promo code to buy anything on there and get the dramatically reduced prices on the products that are there is the word captain. Now, you can also call them at 800-641-5459. That number again, 800-641-5459. Either way works. Some people don't want to order on the internet. They'd rather call, and that's okay. But they have a page there that's Radio Listener Specials. That's what it's marked. It's got a logo-linked button. You click on it, and boom, you go to a page where there's going to be at least 24 items that are going to be just insanely reduced in terms of price. Again, promo code on that page, as well as anywhere else on the website, is Captain. Promo code is Captain. And don't forget, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. So that's MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You got somebody you want to say hello to?
Yes, of course. We want to give a shout-out to Richard the Marine tonight. He checked in with us just a little before the program tonight. So good morning, Richard the Marine, and Semper Fi.
You betcha. Now, I want to say hello to our listeners up there in Seattle. We don't get a chance to speak directly to you anymore, but our listeners up there in KITZ, we appreciate you being there for us at night and calling and sending me your emails and questions. And I've got one here from Fiona. And thank you, Fiona, for sending this to me. By the way, we have a new affiliate coming in the not-too-distant future up near the Villages here in Florida. And we'll tell you more once that happens. I'm not going to tell you anything more than that. But you people up there around the Villages, you're going to be listening to me live and in living color up there on an affiliate that goes right into your backyard. All right, Kyle, here we go. Fiona is this lady's name, and she's up there in Seattle. She says, Captain, maybe the professor can tell me, why is the Biden Department of Justice letting the attempted Ronald Reagan assassin out of jail?
Well, that is a very, very good question. That news came over yesterday, of course, allowing him to, I think within a year or so, he'll be released unconditionally.
Right.
Of course, Captain, this was the attempted murder of the President of the United States, Ronald Reagan, at that time. But it was also an attack not only on our country, but also it was a very destabilizing event for the world had he been successful. So I'm in the camp of I don't think that he should get out of confinement. He, of course, was looked at for being mentally ill and so forth, but honestly, I don't think there's a whole lot of support out there for having John Hinckley go free.
Well, the Ronald Reagan Foundation themselves has spoken up and said this is not a good idea.
Well, no, it's not. Unfortunately, you know, it's the same kind of thing of, you know, people like Mark David Chapman or, you know, this kind of thing. You know, you don't want to have these people back out in the streets. I mean, this is a terrible, terrible idea, to say the least.
Yeah. Now, in his first speech at the General Assembly, the UN, Israeli Prime Minister Bennett hailed his government as a model for debate without hate. Now, he said that Israel pioneered the COVID booster, which is true. He said that they've kept the economy open, which is true. There was no mention of the Palestinians, and why would you want to mention them, right?
Right.
He also hinted that they would be taking action against Iran, saying that words don't stop centrifuges from spinning.
Well, that's exactly right. This particular issue is going to become much more front and center. We're still going to be talking about Afghanistan as a nation. There's no doubt about that. But as the Biden-Harris administration continues its spiral into the abyss, it seems, you're going to see these players like Iran get more and more bold. Israel is going to have to do whatever it has to do ultimately to defend itself. It's a very, very different situation, Captain, there in the Middle East than it is half the world away in the United States or anywhere else, talking about it in some academic way. For them, it's real every single day.
Okay, and I've got a question here from Mark. Mark is in Dallas, Texas. Thank you very much, Mark, for tuning in, and thank you for chiming in here. He's saying, Captain, yesterday you guys were talking about the Arizona voting audit, and you were the only ones talking about it. How come nobody wants to talk about the fact? Why doesn't the media want us to know about the Arizona voting audit?
Well, for one thing, they don't want this kind of talk about the election, for one thing, because that has become a verboten subject that literally no one can talk about. And if you do talk about it, you're some kind of a crackpot. They simply don't want these things looked at, and they don't want to know. Now, in some cases, they'll say, well, it showed that Biden won by 261 votes, this kind of thing. But in reality, they're not really talking about the duplicate votes and these kinds of things. Why are there duplicate votes and this kind of thing?
By the way, it appears that dozens of Massachusetts state troopers have submitted their resignation now over the required vaccine mandate.
That's exactly right. Now, this was a month ago when the governor issued that executive order. They said everybody had to be fully vaccinated, show proof of that, by October the 17th. The unions, of course, came out against it. But yet, they, I think, were denied last week by a judge in their trying to get away to stop this for now.
And here's one for you. They had a stay in place for the of health workers in New York City not having to have the vaccine, and they had put it off until like the middle of the week for a hearing. The judge was going to have a hearing. And yesterday, New York City came in and backdoored them, and the stay was removed, and the law went into effect yesterday, which means as of right now, today, if you haven't been vaccinated, they can terminate your employment at any of the hospitals or clinics in New York City, anybody that's working for the health department. Now, if that happens, they've talked about activating the National Guard.
Well, and they may have to, because, Captain, people have to go to the hospital, unfortunately, every day of the week and at all hours of the day. Babies need to be delivered, and people need help and this kind of thing. So what this will do is it will literally gut a lot of these hospitals, and they will not be able to render services, emergency services,
yeah,
or anything.
By the way, what do you think about Biden out there claiming, as well as others in his administration, that this agenda that he's got coming, this $4 or $5 or $6 trillion, whatever the heck it is, agenda that's coming up, will cost nothing to the people? Will cost us nothing.
Does
he think we're stupid?
He does. Well, I'm wondering about Biden, because could he possibly have actually tweeted that himself? Because it sounds like something he would say, but it sounds completely like propaganda. Our Building Back Better will cost $0. I don't know where he comes up with that, because there are liberals out there, Captain, who say, well, I love this plan, but it's going to cost money.
Nothing costs $0 to do. Nothing.
Well, unless you're Joe Biden.
Because somewhere along the line, you got to pay for it with either a tax on a tax or with money coming from one side of the aisle to the other side of the aisle. But that it gets paid for by our tax dollars. We all pay for it.
Well, sure. And the spending bill itself is going to cripple so many parts of the economy. It's going to we're going to see inflation go up. People are going to pull back their spending. We're going to see companies not hiring. Right now they're trying to hire. People don't want to go to work. But this is a different situation, I think, that we'll see coming up as a result of what Biden is trying to put through. But to say it costs $0, yeah, is an insult to our
country. Here is the conservative estimate yesterday put out by Breitbart. You ready?
Yeah.
Biden's agenda will kill $5.3 million and generate $4.5 trillion in debt. His $5 or $6 trillion Build Back Better. That's what it will do.
Yeah, that's why it's a fantasy. It is a slogan designed to get you to go along. So don't go along.
No, not this time. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Going to take a look at the weather, and we've got some tropical weather out there, too, that's working its way in our direction. Got to tell you all about all of that. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe. And keep it between the lines.
You bet they'll keep it between the lines. And I'll tell you what, it's one of those nights out there in Radio Land, because we got some weather to talk about, especially in the Northwest. If you're headed up, say, towards Seattle or Portland, and you're going up over the rock, up over the top there, you might have a little interesting driving. Kyle will tell you all about it in a minute, right after we play this here song for you. And this was requested tonight. This was the most requested tune of the day. Here it comes.
Thank you.
Union on Shaky Ground. That's the original. That's Delbert McClinton. And, of course, he did his after Muddy Waters did one. And we've got three or four different versions of this, right, Kyle?
That's right, yep.
Yeah, and that one there is back from the 80s. He did it during Austin City Limits, the television show. Remember that show?
Oh, yeah, pretty
yep,
much.
I think it's still on, by the way. All righty, well, I'm going to take a look at the weather kind of quick here, and I'm going to read this little statement, then it's going to you. A fall storm will bring widespread rains, gusty winds, and high elevation snow to the northwest. Told you about the snow yesterday. Gusty winds ahead of the front will produce critical fire weather threats for portions of the Great Basin, the Northern Rockies, and the Front Range, and locally heavy monsoon rains may produce flash flooding in the southwest, with strong storms possible from the Great Lakes into the northeast today. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, so we are seeing this system that's moved into the Pacific Northwest, and then we might get another round of rain as we go into Tuesday as well. So you've got a lot of different areas that are going to be covered by this, through Seattle, Spokane, down through Boise, down to Medford, Oregon, and also down into portions of Northern California, which will be drenched in rain as well. Now, we do have some snowfall to tell you about as well. That's going to be above about the 5,500 foot level in some of these different areas throughout Washington and Oregon, for example. And right now, it doesn't look like, if you're on the highways and byways, that this is going to affect you very, very much. However, conditions can change very quickly, so be prepared if you're traveling in those areas to encounter some snow-covered roads or slushy roads, for that matter. So be very careful. We do have freeze warnings in southern Oregon, also looks like northern California as well, going up the Interstate 5 as you head for places like Medford there in southern Oregon. Boise has a wind advisory tonight over in Idaho. Freeze watch also in effect for the area of Idaho Falls and Pocatello. Fire weather warnings, just as you were saying, Captain, also are persisting. We've got one here in Montana near the Butte area, also near Bozeman, dipping down towards West Yellowstone, and most of southern Montana in the east also has that low humidity and gusty winds fire weather warning, dipping down also into Wyoming as well. So that's what's happening out west tonight, with the additional fire weather warning around Reno, Nevada.
Well, around Lake Michigan, both sides of the lake, you could have some thunderstorms starting up today, firing up, moving over to the east, as well as Lake Erie, Lake Ontario, and over through the mountains of Pennsylvania. So that's a possibility there, so just be advised of that. But that's not the problem that's ensuing. The problem that's ensuing, ladies and gentlemen, is in the tropics. Now, we have still got Major Hurricane Sam, which is starting to reform again. It got knocked down yesterday from its 145 and 140 mile an hour winds down to 120 miles an hour. But it's starting to reform again. Looks like it's reforming another eye wall, and it's going to continue to move. And, you know, it's supposed to stay out in the ocean, but who knows? Who knows? And then we've got tropical disturbance number one, which is right now got a 90% chance of developing over the next 5 days, 70% chance over the next 48 hours. It's moving west-northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour over the central tropical Atlantic in warm water, and it's staying to the lower side of where Sam is, which means this has a trajectory that probably will bring it into the vicinity of the islands, the Leeward Islands, within a week's time. Now, right behind it, less than a week away from it, so you got back-to-back storms, Kyle, is tropical disturbance number two. Now, this has a 90% chance of developing within 5 days, 70% within the next 48 hours. It is moving faster than the other storm. It's moving west-northwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Now, I got to thinking last night when I saw this, and I saw the difference in the track, and the fact that one is moving 5 miles an hour faster than the other one. What happens if this catches the other one and forms one great big freaking huge storm?
Yeah, that it would be not good.
It would be possible. It would really be possible because you got enough time and enough room in the ocean for these things to merge. I'm not saying they will, but that was just a thought I had. But anyway, that's going to make it really busy in the tropics come next week sometime as we start to look and see where these storms or storm are coming. Now, we also have tropical disturbance number three, which is out in... oh, gee whiz, it's due east of the Carolinas right now, but it's out in the ocean, and it's moving northeastward at about 10 miles per hour, which means it's moving away from us, thank goodness, but it's got a 50-50% chance of developing either within the next 40 hours or 5 days, so that could be something headed over towards Europe for all we know. So we've got a very busy tropical storm system still in the scheme of things, if you will.
Exactly right, yes.
All right. Tell us about the Flying J real quick here. Got about 30 seconds.
All right, folks. Don't forget, as we get to the end of September, we're almost there, but it's still Driver Appreciation Month at Pilot and Flying J. Be sure to sign up for the Drivers Club. You'll get some offers for great gear. Also get some other free offers for drinks and so forth. So you definitely want to check it out, pilotflyingj.com. You can also sign up at Pilot or Flying J stores or installations. So go there now and take advantage of that.
Yep, and Dee Dee in the chat room says that she's going to be the first woman to sign up for the draft because that passed the House yesterday. It's in the NDAA. Women are going to be signing up for the draft. Oh, goody, goody. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. The captain's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.